The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided. Three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother, and a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The book of Genesis is always so spectacular and so enlightening about the intention why God created us. So as we all know, Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, we're all created in God's image and likeness, every single human being. So we're created for a relationship of love. And the beauty of us human beings is that we are bodily, we're corporal, we're both spirit and flesh. And so our flesh, our bodies are meant to participate in this beautiful communion of love. St. Thomas Aquinas, speculating and meditating upon Adam and Eve before the fall. And he tends to speculate the sexual act. Because again, I know we hear that, we're like, ooh, disgusting, it's ugly, it's dirty. No, in God's creation, the sexual act is part of that communal of love that husband and wife have for each other, that Adam and Eve had. And he said, we have no idea of the ecstasy that Adam and Eve, when they will participate in that marital act before the fall. But then as we all know, because as fallen human beings, we only know it after original sin. You see, this is one of the reasons why. And we remember St. John Capistrano, a Franciscan missionary. Whenever Christianity would penetrate a culture, whenever we enter into a new society that we've never been before, one of the immediate effects of Christianity is that we attempt to purify the sexual act of a culture. Why is that? Or for example, right now, one of the causes of the United States is that there's a cause for the Georgian martyrs. There were a group of Franciscans who, now in modern day Georgia, where they would try to evangelize the Indians, and there are five particular martyrs there. They were murdered by one of the chief Indians for that particular tribe. I forget the name of the tribe now. But the chief, he converted to Catholicism, but he wanted to keep his two wives. Because polygamy is popular in non-Christian cultures. And whenever Christianity enters into a culture, you say, nope, we can't do this anymore. You can't have multiple wives. And so these Franciscans were murdered because they challenged the chief, saying, you have to choose one. And they died for that. But it's also always purifying the sexual act, which is why Paul, in the first reading to the Romans now, this is first century Christianity penetrating a culture. Notice what Paul does here. He says, you used to present your bodies as slaves to impurity and lawlessness. What's he speaking about here? Well, when Christianity was penetrating the pagan Roman Empire, was that we were purifying their views of sexuality. Because in their temples, they would have these sexualized, ritualistic, pagan practices. And we have to purify that. And notice this, as Christianity loses sway in the West, what immediately happens? You see more sexual immorality. That's by That shouldn't surprise us. Nonetheless, as Christians, we are tasked to boldly proclaim the beauty of human sexuality. And one of the reasons why the church is always pressured to change her teaching on contraception, homosexuality, divorce, and all of the other hot-button issues of our age. Why? Well, because it's a hard teaching. And it's not surprising that the evil one attacks this part of our creation. Because the sexual act is part of our entering into the divine love of the Trinity. And the evil one knows that. But as Christianity, we're called to bring humanity back to God's original plan for male and female and chastity, as hard as it is. But the truth, in the beginning, divides. But the truth shall set us free.